Coming live from the Trinity Music Center in Hamburg, New Jersey. We're here to talk about the Shanley Hotel. It was a past experience on a paranormal investigation. We have Jackie here and myself, Ron.
Hello. That's Charlie and Mercedes are AWOL tonight.
Yeah, this is it. You got it. We only have two people here, and we're going to do the best we can here.
Yes, we are.
I'm going to start it off. The Shanley Hotel, it's located in a city called Napatone. It's in the great state of New York, New York State. It's a haunted location. There's been several spirits there. Like they say within 24 spirits at a time, the 40 spirits enter this hotel. They had a lot of investigators there. I mean, there's well-known people that go there. There's all kinds of psychics that go there. We went there a year ago, I believe it was.
I know we went as our group, a Crip went. Actually, I think it was 2011?
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was.
I believe it was.
So it was a pretty, a couple of years ago, but it was a huge group, too.
Yeah, we did. We had a lot of people
there.
But
we had...
it was an overnighter.
Yep. We had some great experiences, though. Mm-hmm. We it was a good distance drive, but the Shanley has so much history of... originally, the building had burned down at one time and then was rebuilt. So.
Right. It was renamed as something. It was a different... Mm-hmm. It was called the Hartford's Hotel, I believe, at one time.
Yep. And then they just have a history of a lot of spirits of people who either had untimely deaths there,
mm-hmm.
Family members, things like that. So
I remember we used a lot of our equipment there. We used a thing called the Ovulus, and we were outside by the well, and a little boy had drowned in this well. And it actually came up, and it said the name of the boy. It said the well. It said water. Very, very interesting things that we use on our investigations. Also, there's a room there called the brothel where the gentlemen's club, I guess the gentlemen met the women there, and Jackie had a big experience also there. I mean, she actually heard voices and they told her when to take a picture, and that's what happened. We took a picture of it and there was a big orb on the wall. I mean, she heard the name. Was it James? And they followed her around all that night. I mean, it was incredible.
Yeah, we had, when we first got there, one of the things about this investigation, it was one of the first ones that Ron had done with the group. And so he had gotten there a little bit after one part of the group did, and I was bringing him around just to give him, a little tour so he knew where the rooms were and things, because we had done it earlier. And he and myself went up into the one room. It was a room where a little boy had always been seen. And we turned the corner to walk through the doorway, and we both literally stopped dead in our feet. We saw, the leg and shoe of a little boy. Like, he was starting to come out of the closet, and he stopped dead in his tracks and just pulled his leg back in.
Yep.
And I remember turning around to Ron, and I was like, really calmly, did you see that? And he's like, yep. And we were like, oh, we didn't have any equipment with us or anything because we were only doing a quick tour.
That was great. That was really great.
But it was a personal experience, and it was, it was a, a solid apparition.
And
he did communicate with us when we were in that room a lot. He was talking back and forth. He had, said hello to one of the other investigators. And at one point he had even said, remember he was saying, I love you.
Yep.
And the one person had said, you remind him of his mom.
Yeah, and I believe that was Jonathan, right? The little boy?
Yep.
Yeah, that was Jonathan.
That's the name we called him, and he was one who was supposed to have, died at a really young age there. So.
Right.
But that was just to start it off before we even started investigating.
We just went there, and then I said, I don't think I'm any kind of intuitive at all, but all of a sudden, man, I seen that, and I said, man, there's got to be something there, because I seen exactly what you saw. And that was that's just incredible.
Well, that's why it's good when you have it and there's more than one person to, validate it.
Yes, absolutely.
So that was quite interesting. And I think we had 20-something people there, and we split up into groups.
Mm-hmm.
And, we had the hotel for the night, so we all shared rooms. Not that we...
No, but I don't think anybody... I don't think anybody... I didn't sleep. I was up investigating all the way 3 hours in the morning.
Yeah, you were down in the... in the main area by the.
Yep, I was waiting for breakfast.
Yep.
But I know we had the other, we had a couple of investigators that one time they got up in the middle of the night and they actually walked into an apparition. And
walked through one.
Right through one, yeah. And they said it was totally different. It felt like cobwebs. It felt like a different climate and all that. It just, it must have been really, really nice. I would like to see that on tape, but of course we didn't catch it on tape. But, I mean, that would have been a heck of an experience to anybody to see that or feel that.
Yeah. And the other thing was when we split off into some of the rooms, we knew very little about the history because we wanted to, you know, make sure that any of the intuitive part we got wouldn't have too much information. But we, some of it was easily validated by this. They had this huge book with the history of everything that went on in the hotel for like years back. And anybody who had come into the hotel, family members, things like that. And we sat there for hours afterwards just trying to validate some of the information we got.
Yeah.
Which was great because we did.
Mm-hmm, we got names. We had all kinds of Beatrice, I think, was named. And she was actually the wife of James that Jackie got a photograph of with the orb. And she passed away also there. I mean, there was so many deaths in this hotel. Yeah. It was reconstructed in 1845, and that's when it first started out. And ever since then, they kept on saying that there's spirits and spirits and spirits. And then a gentleman bought this hotel, and now he opens it up for all kinds of paranormal people. I mean, all groups go there from all over the world. They go there.
Yep. Well, there was one point when we were in the, I think it was the men's quarters. That's when I connected in with, at the time, I didn't know it was, but the spirit kept telling me his name was Andrew.
That was Andrew,
and,
yeah.
I had actually said, he said his name's Andrew, and thankfully it came up on the EVP recorder and it said, my name is Andrew, right on that.
Mm-hmm.
But he was telling me to take a picture at one point, and when I took a picture, it was of an actual, he was telling me to shoot my camera, and it ended up being a photo on the wall that was across the other side of the room, and it was blown up really big when it came into my, you know, when I looked through my pictures, and it was a picture of him.
I remember I remember that.
It was pretty interesting.
That's one of the names that I mentioned in that big logbook that you said. I mean,
that's how I figured out who it was, because I was feeling pressure in the chest and things like that, mm-hmm. And then it was some kind of uniform, but it didn't look like a military one. And he ended up being like, it was a restaurant.
Right. Yep.
And then it was, he had died of something with his, I don't remember if it was lungs or
lung
pneumonia or something like
heart
that.
Failure
yeah,
or something like that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it used to be
a food restaurant also years ago where they used to serve the food there, lodging there. I mean, supposed to be a very, very exquisite hotel. I mean, mm-hmm. very nice.
A lot of, you know, well-to-do people went there, and mm-hmm. but there were so many tragedies there. And one of the ones was the, I know a few people investigated the well. I didn't, but... Mm-hmm.
That's
there
the
was
one
supposed
I mean.
To be the little girl that had drowned in the well.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. So mm-hmm. I know there were a few people that got some things there, you know, and out there.
Yeah, that's the one that we put actually recorded down inside the well, and we started getting EVPs down there, which is the electronic voice phenomenon, which is supposedly ghost spirits talking. Mm-hmm. And we got some really great stuff from there.
And then there was the woman who had, you know, I guess committed suicide or whatever that mm-hmm. was up in the one room, and a lot of the investigators got that. They were actually feeling her pain and
the heaviness in the room and all that. Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say there was a room we went in mm-hmm. that did not have activity.
Yeah, no, you could feel it as soon as you walked in there. That's how rich this place was, loaded with spirits. I mean, anywhere you went from the basement to the attic, there was loaded with spirits there.
Yeah, and we had a lot of interactive spirits.
Mm-hmm.
So there were certain areas that seemed to be, you know, far better. But I know everybody was excited, you know, the Shanley has such a history of it, and so many other groups have you know, investigated it. And what's funny is even Ghost Hunters investigated it, but I don't remember them having gotten like a lot of evidence.
No, I think tell you the truth, we got more better, because what happened was, and I always said it was true also, because they asked the owner to come out of there and stay in his van all through the night.
Oh, the Ghost Hunters did?
Right, but I think the owner had a lot to do with the spirit activity, because he's there all the time. The spirit must know him. They must react to him. But wait, they put him outside. They had no action at all.
Well, they also tend to they tend to want to communicate with people who they know they can communicate with too. I know they did get some evidence. I don't know if any of the other group. Do you know if Ghost Adventures did there?
No, I know the Ghost Adventures never went to this place. I know.
I know we want to go.
Ghost
back.
Hunters went. Oh yeah, Ghost Hunters went there, and like I said, the daughter of one of the Ghost Hunters there, the one of the founders. She caught a lot of the stuff. I guess it was maybe Jonathan reacting to her.
But she's more sensitive.
But she's
right?
very sensitive.
Yeah, see, that's especially the little boy. He seems to be, because there was one investigator that was saying, they just said, hi, Jonathan. And you could hear clear as day.
Yep.
Hi.
Yep.
Like back
little,
on the,
little
it
was, voice.
Like, I think the EVPs we got out of there were amazing. And we're talking a few years ago. I mean, I know we've spoken about going back up there again. And we did go in October last time, and it was cold.
Which was great. like you always said, the October, the veil is so thin for spirit activity. And we went, we got to the best time we went.
And it was definitely cool. Because I remember, actually, we ended up sleeping for, I think, an hour and a half.
Yeah.
It was about 5:30 in the morning when I laid down. And in that room in particular, it was one where somebody was supposed to, it was a woman that was supposed to have had a tragedy.
No, that was the Rose Room, the witchcraft room.
I can't remember what the name of the room was that I was in. I just remember it was a woman who had passed away who was really sad.
Mm-hmm.
And there were people that had seen her like sitting at the table, at the vanity, brushing her hair and that type of thing.
Right.
And she had a, They said sometimes she's there, but it was more of like a sad type of feeling. But we were so tired. The funny thing was is you couldn't sleep there because all you heard were footsteps.
Yeah.
And I remember one of the other investigators in the other, you know, the rooms were connected. Like these rooms had like 3-4 beds in them. So we all shared rooms and some of them had like an entrance into another separate little room. So they were all connected.
Right.
And we were trying to go to sleep, and we were on the end where the one bathroom was supposed to be very active, too. And also one investigator thing was you'd hear the footsteps. You'd hear boom, 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 and they, Jackie, is that you? I'm like, nope. Are you sure that's not you? I'm like, yes. And then you'd, okay. And then, like, 5 minutes later, you
was
hear
that
it
you?
Again.
Was that you?
Was
yeah.
that you? I'm like, nope. Yep. I'm like, okay. And then finally, like, we, you know, you almost pass out from exhaustion. But at one point during the night, and this was interesting, you know, you're so exhausted, you don't even realize where you are.
Right.
And I was, I guess, half in, half out of sleep, and I felt a cat jump up next to me. And I just, thinking I'm home, you know, I have cats, so I didn't think anything of it. And then all of a sudden, something, I was like, wait a minute, I'm not home. And there was no cat.
No.
So I'm like, so I was kind of like smiling and I was like, okay, whatever. But the next morning when we went down to eat for breakfast, I said something to Sal, who's the owner.
Mm-hmm.
And I just happened to mention, you know, our experiences that night in that room.
Right.
And he goes, oh my God, that's my cat.
Wow.
He's like that. He passed away. He had passed away, I guess, a few months before or whatever. But his apartment was the room right next to where we where our room was, and I was like, oh my, so he validated
that's great,
because I described the cat and it was exactly
and you actually felt the cat jump on the bed and everything.
It was neat, like you could almost see the impression. So it's kind of exciting there because it's so prominent, the activity.
It's good too. It's really a friendly spirit. You don't feel any negativity, you don't feel nothing bad. I mean, I couldn't feel nothing bad. I mean, like you feel your heart palpitation, but that's all normal stuff. You feel heaviness, but that's all normal stuff. But I didn't feel nothing bad.
It's more like
anything
sad,
dangerous.
You know, the
very
ones
sad.
that suffered from some of those deaths. That
they caught in the fire and whatnot. And,
the ones that were, you know, upset or sad. I mean, we had definitely had investigators that felt more of the physical. And and then we had ones that, like, even ones that normally don't feel they can feel things or experience them. Oh, yeah.
Right.
But I don't think there was anybody who didn't have an experience in even in the rooms they were staying in.
No, it was just a great weekend. I mean, it was excellent from the start. We went out for dinner and whatnot, and then you guys went out there, and I stayed back, and I thought I was in a different room. I don't know. I took a picture, and the whole picture just turned right around. It was, like, totally different. The fireplace was in the wrong area. I don't know how it happened, but I still have that on film. It just, the whole room just turned around. It was just unbelievable place. Very, 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 very active place. And I would definitely want to go again and get our group. Now we got a real better group. We got more of an intuitive group because we've been doing all the work with you. And I think we should be really, really a lot better to go this time.
Yeah, and I think part of it too is the spirits hang there, you know, because a lot of them did suffer from a tragic death. It was like sad type of.
Yeah, it was.
It was the sadness part. So it's like a lot with the loss.
Mm-hmm.
And because there was so many changes with the hotel, and I know Sal tries to keep it, you know, pretty.
He keeps it for the original looking and whatnot, but.
Oh, yeah. But even when he was great even for explaining to us, you know, the hot areas. I don't think there were any areas that there weren't something, but it was so big we couldn't even cover everything.
And we had a lot of equipment. I mean, even our other people that were there, I mean, they had their own stuff. But you, like you said, you couldn't cover the whole thing. It was really difficult to cover it because there's just so much stuff going on. I mean, every time you turned around, footsteps, orbs, shadows. I mean, it was loaded with incredible, incredible stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, being that it's all the way up there in the mountains too, so. But Napanock was a good distance for us.
Mm-hmm.
But that hotel was always like the big summer vacation destination. So there were so many people in and out. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many people that were attached to it. That even ones who had passed away, you know, they also had big family.
Right.
You know, a lot of people who hung out there. So a lot of them ended up. Yeah. Especially the gentlemen's club or, mm-hmm. you know, the quarters, they'll call it.
Right. And they had the brothel and all that.
Yep. And those were, you know, and we didn't even get a lot. We didn't get as much up in there as we did in the gentlemen's quarters.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. But it's, you know, the gentlemen's quarters were opened up to like distinguished members and things like that, and then they'd
right.
you know, wander up to the brothel.
right.
But you know, I also noticed that the spirits tended to communicate with whoever they resonated with.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, the males went with the females. I mean, I didn't get anything from males, but you got a lot from the male spirits mm-hmm. because they.
But even when you're up in the brothel, you know, the with the female spirits mm-hmm. and things, we did get some, because I remember we were seeing things like. Certain images.
Yeah,
and,
out of the corner of your eyes. And
yeah,
whatnot, and
but
that.
Even when we were in that back room up there, that small one, we didn't get as much activity as we did. And but
right.
yet there were other investigators, they were up there and
right.
they had a lot.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, so it's, I just think it's a very interesting place. It has so much history and, you know, I think when it caught on fire, and I know it caught on fire from another house that was nearby.
Right.
And that's when all the negative, like the trouble stuff started. So,
right.
I know that was around 1895 because then it spread to the hotel.
Right.
And then that burned down all the way to the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they rebuilt, like, they're saying that it was built up, you know.
Oh, it was built up
pretty
bigger,
quick right after
yeah,
that.
Bigger and better now. And then it says in 1906, they started building it. Actually, after all the fire and destruction, they actually started building it in 1906. Mm-hmm. They said they completed it. But I was even thinking, we were outside, and after we got done with the one investigation, people that walk around that house, they don't even walk on that side of the block. They're so afraid of it. They were walking across the street. They said, "Are you going in that place? Don't go in there."
Yep.
But
yeah, but I think it looks like when you drive up to it, you can tell there's activity. And do you remember when, you might not have been there, but when we first got there,
mm-hmm.
like on the outside deck
right,
where there were rocking chairs and things, like there were people who had already picked up activity there.
That's where a sign that says spirits are in or whatever. That's
yeah, because, you know, you're waiting and then there was like the rocking chairs moving by itself and it was so neat because there wasn't some people they had actually seen and heard
mm-hmm.
people walking up the main staircase.
Right, up the wood stairs and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. So, because I think we actually had a camera on that.
Okay. I remember when I first drove up, you guys were there already and I was a little late. And it was just a little bit, if you remember, it was a little bit of a rain. And I took a picture up in the one, I think it's the third window to the left. And it was actually a little child leaning against the window jamb up there. And I still have that picture. And I actually showed Sal. He wanted it on his site. That's how great
mm-hmm.
that picture came
yeah.
out. And he said, "That's definitely Jonathan there, the little boy." So
yeah, he was really active though that night.
Yeah.
I don't think there was any of the groups that couldn't communicate with him. And considering, you know, at one point we even said to them, you know, you must get tired of talking to people because it's like group after group after group.
And they kept
in
on
there.
Coming and they kept on coming.
But
yep.
The hotel also has, it's not just paranormal groups. They have people who just, you know,
yeah.
They come there.
Bed and breakfast.
Just for the weekend, just for the night. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they want to be in a haunted house.
But I'm sure they get their thrill of the haunted house, even though they don't have the equipment to detect them. I'm sure they get pestered at night.
Yeah, now it's like, you know, however many years later, we have even more equipment.
Right, right. Yep, just keeps on building up and building up, and they're more better equipment. And now you could see things in total darkness. We have the infrared cameras we used. We have the thermal imaging cameras. I mean, there's just so much equipment out there to catch these. And you got to believe in it. There's definitely life after death. I mean, we have solid proof. I mean, it's there.
And, you know, there we had, like, our group was split completely in half of completely scientific.
Right.
And the ones who were, you know, more sensitive and, you know, getting getting their EVPs or hearing whatever anybody was saying.
Right.
But I think full-bodied apparitions and the mists and things like that, like, they were just, like, to even the normal person's eye, they were
just
looking at it.
Just experience it, yeah.
You know, I think the best was the one you talked about a few minutes ago, where one of our most skeptical scientific investigators who never gets anything.
Right.
Literally walked
right into it.
Right through somebody in the middle of the hallway going to the bathroom.
Yep.
And it was funny because there were a lot of people that wouldn't come out of their rooms.
Nobody wanted to see what you saw. That's what they were saying. So, oh, my God, it walked right through it.
Even though that's what, you know, what we do, but I would definitely go up there again. Mm-hmm. And I would probably see, you know, there's a lot of the ones that have gone up there recently, like ghost hunters and things, they went up after us. So I think they've done it more than once though. Now.
Yeah, they have done it a couple of times.
Because
there's
a lot of even groups in the tri-state area that have.
But don't forget, when they tape these shows, I mean, we went for one day overnight, they go for about a week and they, you know, they just keep on going back and forth and they just live right there. I mean, for one night, I mean, we got loads of stuff, incredible stuff we got.
Yeah,
and I wish I could put it up, but I don't, you know, you can't really put pictures up here. But I mean, I have incredible pictures.
We could put, I mean, maybe one time we can, you know, it's hard with the EVPs because you got to pull them off the computer to do it. But the hotel, you know, they do a lot of events and things like that, but they're usually so booked up with paranormal investigations.
Yeah, they're booked
from
up months.
Other people, but I know they always have a Halloween weekend thing. You know.
Yep.
And then they have like Halloween paranormal investigations and things like that. But I know that their biggest, you know, draw is our, you know, the paranormal groups.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and it wasn't just our group. I mean, we had different groups there too, and I didn't even realize that. I said, because I was new with the group, like you said, it was almost my first investigation with you guys. And I'm saying, wow, we got such a huge group. And you're saying, no, this ain't all us. This is all different people. And I was worried about, you know, people talking and you're not going to catch EVPs and all that. But it was really well organized. I mean, we did our thing. They did their thing. And like I said, it's big enough for a bunch of people can do what they got to do there.
Oh, yeah.
So many rooms and so many grounds to cover. Like you said, went outside, downstairs. It's just so many rooms.
Yep. Yeah, I think it's, you know, for them too, they're open 7 days a week. And, you know, even though we haven't been up there in a few years, you know, Ron and I figured since it was just himself and I tonight that we'd talk about something that we experienced, you know, that was paranormal. And then, you know, a lot of the people in our group now, they didn't have the chance to go up and experience that yet. So we definitely want to do that.
Oh, I'm sure they would get a charge out of going. Yeah. I mean,
well,
I
even when you look at a picture of it, it's like one of those ones that you would see.
Like one of those late night movies or something, gloomy movies.
Oh, yeah.
But he does keep it well inside. I mean, it's beautiful inside. It's got the old teak furniture and the wood and all that. I mean, it's just display cases. I mean, even sell shirts at the place. I mean, and in the morning we had a breakfast. He actually went out and got breakfast for us, coffee and donuts.
And in case some of you people don't know where it is, it's on 56 Main Street in Napanock in New York. And I know a lot of people are probably going to, like, maybe they'll check out the website and things. But he actually has things up there where he sets up paranormal investigations and you can just join it. Because a lot of the events they have there, more than one person can go. You don't need to be part of groups.
Right.
Sometimes you can. You can get the hotel, you know, for your entire group, which is what we had done.
Right, you get
plus overnight stays, but they do a lot without the overnight stay because there's only so many rooms. So, you know, I forgot how many people it is that they can accommodate because the rooms are like, you know, sometimes four to six at a time.
Yeah. I mean, we had at least 40 people there. I mean, I counted at least 40 people.
Well, you know what? There,
all those
because there was another group there besides us.
And there were family there and all kinds of people that were there. I mean, there were people just hanging out on the porch. They just want to go inside. But you're right. They had different groups there. And we had our group there. So, I mean, but it was unbelievable.
Trying to think. I know there were a few investigators that had gotten information right in that main area. Remember where you were, where you had stayed, you know, in the main room?
Right. Before the staircase, to the left of the staircase there, that room, yes.
Did you get
any
activity after when it was quiet?
Absolutely, yep.
After everybody had gone upstairs?
Yep.
Because I know there were people saying they were picking up spirits kind of walking in and out.
I had the footsteps on the stairwell, and then when I went out to take pictures, four or five oars were actually going up the stairs, and actually you could hear the creaking up the stairs. And like I said, you guys went to bed, and I'm the crazy one that stayed up all night. I think there was only one more girl that stayed up with me, but she was in a different location.
Well, that's because everybody went to bed.
But
I think the earliest somebody went to bed, there were a few people that went to bed at 4.
Some people went early too.
But I don't even know when they went to bed because I know I lay down at 5:30 in the morning because the sun was rising.
Right, right.
But we had to be out by, I think it was 7:30.
Yeah.
It was either 7:30 or 8, so we only slept till, I think it was 7 o'clock.
If you had 2 to 3 hours, you were lucky to get that much sleep.
So, yeah, we had like an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really sleep because you're being woken up by,
footsteps
and people touching you and
it was
making noise. But the greatest is like hearing that, like hearing the footsteps like right next to you, you know.
And you think it's like you said, somebody else making noise. Did you move? No, it wasn't me. Did you do it? No, it wasn't me. But it's so close to you that you can almost reach out and touch it. And it's gone within seconds and it's back again doing something different. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just so many different kind of spirits.
Well,
that were
I know
there.
One of the groups, they were in one of the bedrooms and there was one investigator sitting on the floor and one that was sitting on the bed. And I know they actually picked up, you know, like a mist, like around one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they were getting information on their, you know, on their EMS and on the voice recorders at the same time. So a lot of people were getting their personal experiences validated. And I think that's what was great about that place.
That's great.
Even though a lot of us did have a personal experience, we were able to validate it either
on photos or video
or on voice recorder.
Mm-hmm.
Even another investigator's, you know, information as well, like their validation of, oh, I saw that or.
Right. Right. And there was a lot of, there was a lot of intelligent spirits there. I mean, there was a lot of, you know, spirits that come now and then. But like I said, he said a couple of times that there's at least 40 spirits at a time that comes through this place.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
Oh, they're all different ones.
That's incredible.
I mean, I don't think we connect. We did have one that kind of hitched a ride with
followed
us
around
there.
Yeah.
But every room that had, I want to say, a story to it, that spirit would be the one that you would connect in with. Like there was somebody in there that, you know, fit with that. Sometimes when we'd ask them, do you want to talk? They were no.
Right,
you know, they would say no.
Right, they would actually come out and say
sometimes some people would walk in the room and they would feel, I mean, I remember that one room upstairs, there were investigators that felt nauseous and sick to their stomach and they had a headache.
Right,
and then
that.
One of them felt pressure around their neck and they did not know that woman killed herself.
Yeah, that was the hang, I believe, wasn't it?
So, yeah, so it was amazing some of the actual physical information some people got. And then you had the ones who, you know, they were excited because you know, all their equipment was documenting it.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
So we even, you know, when we go, we have a few new pieces to try out, obviously.
Right, right.
And this time we actually have, I think pretty much everybody in our group is sensitive now.
We've taken, yes, absolutely.
Some might be a little bit more, you know, in tune with it, but I don't think there's one person in our group that doesn't
that don't
feel an energy.
The,
so I think the information we receive will be a lot. And we're
constantly working around spirit energy. Your story here is haunted, as we all know that. And you always do your mediumships here, and you contract spirits and all the time. So, you know, we're always around it, and you can always feel them here.
Yep. Well, that's exactly how it is there.
Mm-hmm.
But he's used to living with them. I remember, I remember Sal saying that, like, that's like family.
Yeah.
Those spirits don't bother him. They just, you know, let him know. And we even heard doors. If you remember, we were hearing the doors and things opening and closing.
Right, right.
Because we had, there were a few people that had cameras.
Mm-hmm.
That one main hallway where there was a lot of activity, which is where the one investigator walked through.
I remember that. Yep, yep.
There were cameras set up there because that was known for that.
Shot the camera straight across the staircase. That's right.
And then they'd hear a door open and close, and that's the only thing about when there's, you know, a lot of people is us doing that, which is, was that you? Was that you?
You got to watch out for
we're
that.
We're like debunking what it is, but, you know, we actually do that as well, just like the, you know, ghost hunters do.
Right, right. You find out the truth, the falses, and make sure you have everything's legit. And a lot of times you do find stuff that you can debunk. You know, there's a mirror across there. You see some shadow walking by. Oh, that was a mirror. But this place, there was no mirrors. I mean, we heard doors opening where there wasn't even a door. I mean, we walked into the one room. It was just a one big room. And we heard a closet door open. And there was no closet. There was door, remember? It was just a phenomenal, unbelievable place to go. I mean, highly recommend it.
Yeah, also, you know, when we're hearing things, we don't... You know, we don't know all of the information or, like, what somebody's trying to tell us. We only know what we're told when we go there.
Right.
You know about the information that's going on and that type of thing. So sometimes when we're in the middle of it, we're like, wait a minute, there isn't a door there.
Right, right. And a lot of times what you want to do yourself, and I've seen that a lot of times that you do, is you walk through just to get your own feelings of the place. You don't want to know anything. You just want to walk through it and say, okay, now I know where to go, and this is where you pick your places out. And I've seen that, and you're very, very, very good at that. I mean...
Well, sometimes it's more like you get a feeling of, you know, when something's going to have good, you know, good solid energy in there to get some information. The Shanley, we always knew, because I don't think there's ever been a time that somebody's gone in there and not gotten information.
Yeah, no, I can't see that. I really can't see that, because it's always there and it's ready and available for you. And just leave yourself a little open to it, and it'll definitely be there.
Yeah, and I think I know there's videos up online from Ghost Hunters, you know, the videos on Hulu and all those where they show some of the information that they had gotten. I know that was a big thing when they went there.
Right. Yep.
So I do remember, though, I was surprised that they, you know, didn't get as much as I think they were. I think they had said that, too.
Yeah, they were. And like I said, I believe it wholeheartedly that they removed Sal from that building. And once you're, in other words, you're taking the father of the building out, and this is the one that watches over all these spirits. They don't want to communicate with nobody because, listen, you took their main guy away. And that's what I believe, because we got more stuff in that one night than they got since they were there.
Well, sometimes they're with the people, but I think for them they were just doing it the way we kind of tell somebody, you know, don't be, you know, we'd prefer you not being in the house,
right?
That type of thing. I know Sal was there with us though; he was, you know, in the main room because it didn't matter to us whether he was, you know, left or not. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it very well could be that.
But do you believe in that?
I think there are certain people where they're attached to and they are drawn to them.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the hotel, though, which is why I was surprised, there's spirits that are attached to certain rooms in the hotel or spaces, some residual energy.
Right.
So I feel that, you know, if they're going to get the information and they want to speak to them, they're going to give them the information. But I know Sal, I know they are, you know, there are a lot of them that are used to, I mean, Sal talks about spirits like they're his family. So.
Right, right. That's what I mean. That's, you know, and like I said, when the Ghost Hunters removed him, I was like, wow, that's a little crazy. And they didn't get, like I said, and I was really happy that they didn't get it because, you know, we're just a regular local paranormal group that we do our thing and all that. And we're not, you know, not a television or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and we catch a lot of stuff. I mean, we got a really great group. I mean, we really, really do.
well, some of our videos or our footage from the Shanley is up on YouTube. So it's right on our
that's good to know.
On our website, if you go to www.ecryptghosthunters.com, mm-hmm. there's in the evidence part on the side in the website that there are some videos that we have that were up on YouTube for a few of the things that we had gotten at the Shanley Hotel. But also there's some, you know, there's other evidence up there from some of the other places we've been to too.
Yeah.
We have a lot more, like we have so many EVPs and things from there that we haven't gotten all of that.
No, I mean,
there's much evidence from so many investigations. Yeah. It's hard to get everything up there.
It is.
But it is considered one of the most haunted hotels, you know, so, and one of the most sought after.
Yeah, I was going to say, exactly, sought after places to go to investigate.
Yeah, and it's actually reasonable even to investigate it, but it's definitely one of the ones people like to go to.
Mm-hmm. Because you know you're going to catch stuff. It's not that you're going to go and go, we didn't get nothing. You are almost guaranteed to catch something here. I mean, you're almost guaranteed to catch something.
And he does give you a small, he gives you the tour. But
he gives you a breakdown of it.
You know what? It was on Ghost Lab, too.
That's right. That's where it was.
I didn't see the one on Ghost Lab,
With the two brothers.
Yeah, I didn't see
that's the one.
How they did with it.
That's the one. I don't even remember, to tell you the truth.
But I know that Ghost Hunters... That one was actually, I can actually find that.
Mm-hmm.
Ghost Hunters, it was season 7, episode 17.
Oh, so you're going back. I think, yeah, okay. Because they got how many seasons now? They're, what, 10 years already they're doing this?
So, yeah, they did a few. It was right after we did it that they did it, I think.
Yep. And they actually had somebody come in and opened up the manhole cover where supposedly the girl drowned inside.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Remember that? They had a backhoe and lifted it open and... you know, we had another gentleman there that's with our group, and he's pretty intuitive also. And he actually got the words, and he actually got the time and the date, and right to the T. It was very, very interesting.
And that was out by the
well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we didn't get outside on that side. I think we did the gentleman's quarters, the brothel.
Mm-hmm.
We did. One or two of the rooms.
Right.
I don't think we got any farther than that.
We did the playroom, Jonathan's playroom.
Yeah, that was one of the rooms. And then we did
the Rose Room.
One of the rooms that we were actually in.
Right. Staircase. What was the other one?
Well, because the upstairs wasn't finished.
Right.
We actually did do both. There were two rooms upstairs. One was Claire's room, which is the one who was supposed to have...
Right.
Committed suicide.
Right.
And the other one was the room where Jonathan liked to be, the little boy.
Right.
And that part of the hotel wasn't finished off.
Right.
They were empty.
Was all,
yeah.
Right.
And then the main part where they have the quarters and the rooms and things
where they actually sleep in a bed and breakfast.
We only did like one room, I think, in that area, one or two.
Right.
We ran out of time. We were in the rooms for a good length of time.
Yeah, you need a good weekend there to do everything there. By the time you set up your equipment and then go over everything when you just when you do EVPs, when you do a burst, and what a burst is actually, as soon as you hear something, you go back and you listen to it. I mean, it was all kinds of occasions we'd done that also, and we caught a lot of EVPs there.
Yeah, well, I think we caught a lot of everything.
Yeah, we really nailed it good there. That was definitely a good place. And like you said, you want to get the group there and go again before it's.
Well, we also did. You know, I know this is on the Shanley, but I think we pretty much covered a lot of information on that. But we also did a Burlington Prison, and we took a very small group there. There was only, I think, 6 of us.
That was interesting also.
It was 6 or 7 of us. And we, that was quite interesting because there we got a lot of information on, you know, prisoners and people that were even some of the guards and some of the kitchen help and things like that. But it's similar to that, where that energy is there. There are certain energies that everybody connects into and they communicate and they get the same, you know, similar information.
Now, what's that called when you keep on getting the same thing with like a repetition? What is that called? That's it's not the intelligent. It's the other one. What is it?
Oh, you mean the residual?
That's residual.
The residual is when it leaves an imprint, kind of. Their energy is imprinted, and it'll be doing the same thing over and over.
Until
whether
it burns
you hear the same
out.
Music over and over, you hear the same footsteps, or you can hear partying at 2 o'clock every morning.
I got
things
you.
Like that.
So it's like a basic recorder. You record it back in history and just keeps on replaying itself.
And at Burlington, we actually got, like, there were specific prisoners that were in there that we had actually looked up at that for that time.
Okay.
With certain accents and that gave us their name and things like that.
I do remember that.
We had it. I mean, I know you were in a different group for me for that one, but I thought that one was a great one, too.
That was. It was in a really big prison, but it had a lot of details. So because the capital punishment they had the one guy on death row. Then they had the gallows. Remember in the backyard, they had the hanging things in the backyard.
Yeah, we even got a lot out in the back. Yeah. We actually investigated the grounds and things there, too. So it was interesting, that one. It's just I would recommend if anybody does go there as a group that it's not a huge group because the bleed-through, our virus is always updated.
It's updated. Okay, at least we know we're okay there.
there's too much, bleed through the walls and things, or through the floors.
Right.
So that was the only thing. And we didn't even have a lot.
No. And we smoked a cigarette. Remember the guy was smoking a cigarette. Then we went into that one area where he was actually chained to the floor, and we caught shadows in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was very good. And actually we had a gentleman that we used to be with our group. He's no longer with us anymore, but he went on to different location and whatnot. But he actually was actually talking to the spirit through the K2 meter, which he'd ask a question and the K2 meter would flash different colors and all.
Mm-hmm.
It was very, very interesting. That was pretty good.
Yeah, what I liked about that one too was when we asked the question, we got a full sentence back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, there would be a full sentence or even if somebody was like annoyed with us, they pretty much
they
said
let you
that.
Know it. They let you know.
Oh yeah, it was like great. Like, and some of them were. I want to say they were sarcastic, but they actually made us laugh.
Yeah.
So some of the information.
Yeah. Some was a little
of the
crazy.
Information we got was pretty interesting.
Yep. And they would say it right down the line. They'd tell you how they felt about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was good.
Yeah. I mean, at one point, I know I was the one investigator I was working with. He locked me in the one. In the one part of the cell and then went down the hall just to see
any reaction or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, he was close enough that obviously you don't leave an investigator and then just go wandering, but he left enough distance to see if something.
He knew
he
was right.
And they did. And it was great. And then he even had footage of the lock moving and
it was swaying the lock. I remember you saying that.
Yeah, great
one. Yeah, I remember you saying that.
I would definitely recommend both those places.
That's good.
Shanley has, you could fit a decent sized amount of people. So even if it was people who were just, they're not a paranormal group, they just get a group of friends.
Yep.
They want to go do an investigation. They think it's neat.
And they just want to feel it.
I would highly recommend that as a place because they can. They could stay over if they want.
Right. And even like today, you've got all kinds of apps for your cell phones. I mean, you could download, like you have, the Ghost Radar, which is very active. You could do EVPs on your recordings. I mean, there's so much things you could do right now with ghost apps, and you could save a lot of money by doing that.
Yeah.
But
and some of them are good. I mean, one day we'll talk about, we have ones that are good, ones that aren't.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what we're doing in our Ghost investigation, the certification course.
Okay.
So that one part of the equipment section, we'll be discussing which apps are, recommended, which ones aren't.
Right.
And, that type of thing. And for anybody that's in the area, our courses, we're having our course this year on October 8th, 15th, and 22nd.
Oh, very good.
And then we're having our public hunt on the 24th. So that'll.
Do you know where that's going to be? Do you know what it's going to be?
Yeah, it's going to be at a local, cemetery.
Oh, okay.
It's one we're always in, and we actually have to get
special permission and whatnot.
And we have to get permission with the authorities as well, and we actually have to, do a little bit of legwork to get in there, but we're the only group right now that they let in. So.
Good. And what's that date?
So that's October 24th.
October 24th.
And then next week we're going to talk about a really cool subject, which fits in with all this paranormal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So for the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about, ghost stories and paranormal subjects since we're getting into that time of year.
Okay, that'll be interesting.
We will be off for a couple of weeks just because we're running our ghost certification course.
Okay.
But we will be having our show just at a different time.
Okay.
So those will be archived for people to listen to because we're hoping we can do one at some point, even when we're doing an investigation.
That'd be nice.
During that month. So
that'd be nice. If we have some, even if we have some things that we find or whatever, we can actually put some stuff up too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That'd be
and
great.
Then maybe we can listen to some of the EVPs. I mean, we did put a few EVPs
mm-hmm.
up, you know.
A couple of times we had them, yeah.
Yeah.
And we did get a response from that. True.
Yeah, it's nice when we can get the ones from the Shanley, though, they weren't loud enough to play over this.
No.
Because I got to get that off onto something else to do that.
Right, right.
But next week we're going to talk about the best and the worst paranormal TV shows. And that seems
that
to
be interesting.
A really, you know, interesting subject for
mm-hmm.
people, because we've actually in the past few weeks, you know, heard a lot of feedback on some of the new ones that are out there that
right.
some people don't like at all.
Right, right.
And some of the ones that people think are phenomenal. But we definitely want our listener opinions
mm-hmm.
on that and,
mm-hmm.
and their feedback on any of those things. And that's anything that's paranormal, because
right.
I know there's some pretty funky ones
yep.
out there now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I seen one the other day, Jack. It was called Amish Hauntings. Where the Amish actually get haunted by demons, devils, and witches and all that. That wasn't too bad, to tell you the truth. That was pretty interesting. But mm-hmm. there's some things out there that just
which was
they shouldn't
the one that
be
you
on.
Said, which was the one that you guys were talking about last night? That
was the Rake Chasers, Tennessee
yeah.
Ghost Chasers. Some you couldn't even understand the guys. But and then they actually, they're there a trap ghost, not to just capture them on tape. They're actually, they make fish tanks. One guy made an electrical charge fence at one time. I mean, but of course they haven't caught nothing as of yet. And
mm-hmm.
it's only been their third show. So who knows? They might catch something. But
yeah. Well, there's some, but there are some interesting ones out there. They
uh-huh.
need, and like, we'll even talk about, you know, some of the ones that have, you know, changed or revamped their shows, like Ghost Adventures and things
mm-hmm.
like that. So
that sounds good.
I think next week our discussion will be very good. And everybody should be back by next week.
Yeah, we should have a full set.
So we
set.
Have a full, yeah,
yep.
it's a little bit harder when you don't have your full
yep.
crew here, but just because they can put in their own, you know, some
right.
more of their feedback. And we did have a few other people that
mm-hmm.
that had experiences at the Shanley, but this week was not a good week for
yeah.
people's schedules.
Last minute
in.
Vacations or whoever's
yeah.
going someplace
meetings
or
like that.
Yeah, meetings.
Which is okay.
Mm-hmm.
We still wanted to have the show.
Yep.
So hopefully everybody will tune in next week.
That
and
sounds good.
We'll talk about the best and the worst paranormal TV shows.
Sounds
and
good.
We'll definitely put it up there so people can tell us their reviews and their opinions on that as well. So
that sounds real good. Hopefully it'll be interesting next week.
Mm-hmm.
So don't forget to tune in next week.
So it's Jackie and Ron from
mm-hmm.
Trinity Metaphysical Center.
Yeah.
So you want to say goodbye, Ron?
Yep. Bye bye. I'll see you next week.
So, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, everyone.
Bye bye. Have a good
bye.
Night.